Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on Close Up Radio. It's a real pleasure to have you here, and thanks so much for making us a part of your day. Very excited to welcome back a very special guest here on Close Up Radio, who has been here on the radio series as a special guest previously. We've got a chance to really learn about the multitude of incredible things that he does. But I also had an opportunity, a rare and exclusive opportunity, to be sent out to the West Coast to beautiful Napa Valley to meet with and interview Jason Uribe of Code 3 Consultations. Really extraordinary. He's a dedicated firefighter. He is an internationally renowned motorcycle racer as well, and he's an expert witness. And he's combined all of the experience and expertise in all of these areas together to really super serve his clients. I mean, just what does it mean to be an expert witness? Well, I found out when we were on this television shoot that we had an opportunity to be a part of and meet Jason and everybody, his colleagues and so many others, and it was really fantastic. Now we're going to explore some more in this brand new series with Jason, and we're going to tell you a little bit more about what an actual expert witness does. I mean, it really means you have intimate knowledge and specific skills that enable you to say what happened at a scene, even when you weren't physically on the scene. For competitive motorcycle driver Jason Uribe, that intimate knowledge is of cars and bikes, vehicle mechanics and electrical systems, all of which enable him to analyze and reconstruct accidents and vehicular occurrences on public roads. His skills also come from years, as I've mentioned, of professional riding and driving and advanced studies as well in electrical engineering. Jason's quest to investigate and understand accidents began when a good friend of his faced jail time for a vehicular issue. Jason felt the right tools and knowledge might have helped to clear his friend and vowed to make a difference in the future. It led to a new career path for him and the formation of his blossoming Code 3 consulting practice. Code 3 is a term Jason took from firefighting, where it's used to indicate the severity of an occurrence. Jason is now an expert witness, an accident investigator, who specializes in vehicular analysis of a car, a truck, and motorcycle-related incidents. He carefully determines the probable cause of them and helps clients uncover the truth in court cases. When Jason was just 3 years old, he attended his first racing event at a local track and was determined to enter the motorsports field one day, and that he did. That same spirit of determination led him to pursue firefighting and an advanced education in electronics. It also led him to launch this consultancy, as Jason wants all people to embrace that positive stick-to-your-dreams kind of mindset. We're excited to welcome him back to Close Up Radio as we chat more about the extraordinary work that he does. Jason, welcome back to Close Up Radio. It's a real pleasure to have an opportunity to explore some more and chat with you again.
No, yeah, thanks for having me back on. I'm super excited.
The pleasure is all ours. And again, it was so just following up on the extended multi-day TV shoot we did with you there in Napa Valley, California. It was absolutely terrific. And everybody you introduced us to couldn't have been nicer. And we really got a chance to see you in action and how revered and respected you are by your peers and your colleagues. And it was just really fantastic to have an opportunity to meet you.
Yeah, it was a great time, and I'm a big believer of, you know, surround yourself with people that you want to be around, and surround yourself with people that are better than yourself to try and always strive for more. And that's what I try my best to do. And I feel that whether it's the fire department or my girlfriend or other people that I work with, you know, I'm always trying to make sure I'm around the best so I can be the best. And I'm glad that you guys got to meet them.
Absolutely right. Let's talk a little bit about that incredible work you do as an expert witness, as we'll make that the theme of this particular episode. Tell us what an expert witness actually is. You know, I mentioned a little bit of it, just sort of sprinkled it in and teased it a little bit in the introduction, but a little bit of what the actual work of an expert witness is and how you first became interested in becoming one, because your career, as I mentioned, began in the motorsports industry.
Yeah, so basically the easiest way to describe what an expert witness is, in my opinion, is just being able to see an incident or see an accident, whatever it might be, being able to visualize it at more than just a surface level. So whether it's just a generic fender bender on the freeway, somebody stopped and the person behind them didn't realize they were slowing down, smack, you know, fender bender, no big deal. But being able, as an expert witness, to look at that incident and determine, okay, why did the person in front slow down? Why did the person behind not see them? Are there any attributing factors? Was there mechanical failure? Was there anything on the road that could have led to possibly this person getting scared, getting on the brakes? Things like that. It's being able to have the knowledge as far as what should and shouldn't happen, and being able to put that in a document, in a presentation, whatever it might be, for the client, for the court, for the jury, being able to present that in a way that everybody will understand and still get your point across.
Yes, and you're very good at doing that. Let's talk a little bit about some of the mechanics of it all. Crash analysis. What does crash analysis actually mean, and what are some of its basics?
So crash analysis is kind of a general term as far as when you're looking at an incident, I call them incidents, but crashes, accidents, whatever it might be, when you're looking at a scene or you're looking at a vehicle that's been in a wreck, the biggest thing that I'm going to look for as far as a crash analysis standpoint is, was there mechanical failure? So it's looking for things that could have broken, things that could have gone wrong, any attributing factors to an incident, whether it's mechanical, electrical, driver-related, whatever it might be. It's looking into all of those avenues and trying to find little gaps and put together pieces that might not necessarily be easy to find. But that's where I strive to really be the best that I can be and find those little baby nuances that help me stand out as an expert witness.
So maybe we could talk about some of the scenarios you might recreate for a third party who needs testimonial information. What are some of those scenarios?
Yeah, so for example, one of the incidents that I was recently working on was a vehicle that was claimed to being in a T-bone type accident where he was driving in a straight line and somebody came out of nowhere and hit his passenger side door and they kind of spun off. And as far as what my job was to do is to either prove or disprove this theory of, did this person actually get T-boned? Did somebody actually hit them with another vehicle, or was the individual distracted or whatever it might have been? Long story short, was it just, were they hit with another vehicle, or was it a solo accident? And basically what I had to do in that situation was determine whether the location of the vehicle, the damage done to the vehicle, if anything, was actually coinciding with being struck by somebody doing 30 miles an hour in the passenger door. And I will, I'll be the first to admit that one was pretty obvious as far as the damage done to the vehicle was not really suffice with having such an impact on the side door. But that's what I ended up doing, is going back, going to the scene, looking at the car, gathering statements, gathering evidence, and putting this all together into a report that I ended up presenting to the client in the case.
That's incredible. It gives people a real sense of how this really all comes to bear. What is the role that accident reconstruction actually plays in determining the cause of such occurrences?
Oh, I would say a lot of it comes down to being able to know what's not possible. And that might not sound very politically correct, but as far as knowing what the limitations are in a realistic setting, as far as, can a vehicle actually do this? Can a driver actually do this? Is this something that could realistically happen on the open road without any type of major training, major failure, anything of that kind of sort. And that's really what I look for, and that's one thing that I feel any good accident investigator, anybody that is really passionate about this type of work, that's the biggest thing that's going to stand out as far as a red flag, so to say. And that's obviously where I try and focus, as well as looking for those little nooks and crannies as far as possibilities, different ways that something could have happened, and then being able, again, to find all these things, put them together, and actually be able to present them.
I believe there's a blog post also on your website that sort of goes into the subject more deeply. Tell us about that and how people can read up on it.
Yeah, so on my website, www.code3consultations.com, I have a few blog posts up. There's a little blog section on the top bar, I guess, that you can clip on, and it takes you right to all the different stuff on there. But long story short, I try and go into detail without making it too confusing, so to say, about everything that goes on behind the scenes as far as what I have to do to find this information, where I have to look, the number one kind of resources that I go for, whether it's personal, business, or just trying to find affiliates that can help me out with this type of work. I won't go too far into detail just because I think it's a tangent that I could go off on for a long time, but I try my best to explain to whether they're clients or whether they're just people that are trying to learn more about this type of work. I try and make it crystal clear for anybody to understand exactly what I do.
What are some other scenarios that, you know, you might create or recreate for a third party who needs the testimonial information, some other types of examples of the work in action?
So a good example of something that I try to do, it might not necessarily be associated to the incident or the case that I'm involved in, but what I like to do when I can is present people with an alternate reality, so to say, present people with what I think should have happened or a different way that events could have unfolded. I think that in my experience, this helps provide a bit of a, not only a reality check, but as far as a different way, so to say, it kind of helps people, instead of being so hyper-focused on the bad and, oh my gosh, this happened to this person, I can't believe it, I can't believe, you know, this person over there, they're to blame. Definitely it's their fault. It kind of helps break people of that mindset, being able to see an alternate version of what could have happened and if things happened in a different sequence, if there was a different vehicle, if there was different amounts of training that the drivers had received. It's just a bit of an eye-opening experience. For me as an expert witness, it's better to help showcase my skills, and it's also a good opportunity, again, to kind of break that mindset of only looking at the bad and being able to take in different opinions and different views of an incident.
The incredible background you have in motorsports really is an advantage for your clients as well. From your perspective, Jason, tell us how having that actual hands-on experience yourself is something that you can really pull from in these kinds of situations and cases.
Yeah, so being involved in the motorsports industry for the last 20 so years, I've learned a lot. I've traveled around the world. I've raced with some of the very best riders in the world, and I've had the opportunity to meet some very, very high up key people in the automotive and motorcycle industries. Being able to be involved directly with the research and development of some of these modern safety systems that are implemented in all cars and bikes nowadays, being able to have that knowledge and being able to kind of determine what's real and what's just theory. I think that's my biggest standout. That's my biggest selling point is, I'm attending these classes for very, very highly specific, very highly educated clients that I am trying my best to better my actual knowledge base as far as, you know, again, attending these classes that are very, very specific in accident reconstruction. At the same time, while I'm attending these classes, I'm looking at, okay, is this actually real? Is this something that I can either verify, I can stand by, I can put my autograph next to, or is this something that I'm going to look at, second guess myself, and have to call a third party to verify? That's kind of the way I approach most of my situations. And again, that to me has come from 20 years of seeing crashes, being in crashes myself, injuring myself, and looking back at trying to figure out why I got in that position. And that's the same mindset I look at when I look at any of these cases. That's the same mindset that I bring as far as, is something that actually can happen realistically, or is this just theory?
Now, of course, this illustrious and ongoing career in firefighting is another thing that you're able to pull from as well, in terms of just the knowledge and understanding of how things can happen that can be, you know, extraordinarily interesting and surprising for some, because you have experienced and witnessed many different things as a firefighter. How, from your perspective, Jason, does that experience and expertise help and aid in all of this work as well?
I would say the firefighting experience, the first responder experience, to me, helps me have a better view, a better opinion of how an incident kind of unfolded at the scene. And what I mean by that is, so if I'm on a fire truck and I'm rolling up to a car crash, what are the first things that I'm going to look at? Well, coming from experience as a firefighter, I'm not going to go directly to the car and look for mechanical failures. I'm not going to go scan the road for any obstacles or any objects that they could have hit. I'm going to go directly to the patient, and I'm going to make sure that patient is okay. I'm going to do what I can to try and package them up and get them ready to be transported by ambulance. Whatever I have to do, it's all about patient care and public safety. That's the number one priority for any type of first responder, whether it's CHP, sheriff, police, medical, fire, any of those people, public safety and patient responsiveness. So that's the number one priority. Right off the bat, knowing this information, I know that off of any on-scene report, any on-scene allegations, so to say, they can't always be crystal clear. They're not always going to be perfectly accurate, and I wouldn't expect them to be. Again, knowing how incidents unfold at the scene, there's so much going on. It's so hard to take account everything that's there. So that's where I can step in as far as knowing this, going into a case, being able to properly dissect every little nook and cranny, and being able to, again, present that to somebody. That's where I feel having that experience in the fire service has helped me provide my clients with a better overall result.
It's really interesting. I think it's very fascinating how you've been able to juggle and master all of these different areas, and how you realized that you're able to blend the experience, the hands-on experience, not just the book knowledge experience, but the real practical application of what you do day-to-day to this work as an expert witness. I think it's really extraordinary. You also have, which I noticed when we were on the TV shoot, you have this real passion. You have this real thirst for life, and you're very engaged, and you're very enthusiastic, and you like to figure things out. You're very curious, and I saw that when we were on the shoot, and I think that's really terrific and a great advantage for your clients as well, knowing that you don't look at all of this just like, okay, you know, here's another case, here's another situation, what is it? You really like to dig in, and you like to figure things out and have the best outcomes for your clients, right?
Exactly, yeah, and that's kind of, if you ask my girlfriend, that's kind of my downfall, because it's always on my mind. But exactly, you know, I pride myself on being the best that I can possibly be at everything that I do. I hate losing, not going to lie. I don't like being second best, and whatever I can do to be the best that I can be, I'm going to do. Whether it's in firefighting, whether it's in electrical, obviously with expert witness and racing, I'm going to be the best that I can be, and I'm going to make sure that I learn from the best as well. I know that none of the things that I pursue, whether, again, firefighting, racing, with the expert witness work, none of it's a one-man show. I think that's something that I tried very hard to help promote when you came out here for the TV shoot, but also something that I just try and say on a day-to-day basis. You know, I have a really good team behind me, whether it's family, friends, affiliates. I can't do any of this stuff alone, and I really pride myself on surrounding myself with the best, and it's been a very key asset to my Code3 Consultations business as far as having these members that I can pull from for information, for guidance, for experience. whatever it might be, I'm always trying to figure things out to the best of my ability. And even if that means that, you know, if I don't have this information, if I don't have this knowledge, I have, you know, Joe, Bob, and Katie that might. And that's where I try and just constantly evolve my process as far as how I'm providing services to my clients and just how I'm operating as a human being. Is there anything that I can be better at? And I want to try and learn from the best. And I feel like that's a good asset to my clients.
That's fantastic. You know, I think also, too, that having all of this, the vehicular analysis, the accident investigation, motorcycle-related incidents, expert witness testimonials, it's extraordinary. And you're serving California, where you're based, but also beyond, right? You get called from beyond the localized area.
Exactly, yeah. Whether it's for expert witness work or whether it's for automotive R&D, any of that stuff, I pride myself on being mobile, being in the racing industry. I've traveled all over the world, and I have no issues with being able to live in confined spaces or live in random bits and places for extended amounts of time. So I pride myself on being able to go wherever I'm needed. Obviously, I live in Northern California, and I like to stay local when I can. But at the end of the day, if there's a need, then I'm going to try and fill that need. If you need, fill a need. And that's kind of my MO for my life. And plus, I love traveling. I always love new experience. And I think it's cool that I have a job where I'm able to help people and kind of satisfy that personal longing for travel. So I'm very lucky and very thankful.
You're also able to tap into your mechanical and electrical knowledge as well, as you have, and you can sort of decipher the validity and integrity of a potentially compromised system that may have been associated with an incident, right? Tell us about that mechanical and electrical background and knowledge that you have that even runs within your family.
Yeah, so that's one of the things. My family has a long-standing electrical contracting business, and that's kind of where I got my feet wet in the electrical side of things. Been an electrician pretty much most of my adult life. Went through a full 5-year apprenticeship, 8,000-hour apprenticeship, as well as additional classes in electrical engineering and construction. That's one of those things that I feel has helped give me a better sense as far as, like you said, the integrity of an enclosed electrical system. Is this a flawed system? Is there redundancy? Are there redundancies? Is there anything that stands out as far as, okay, this could be an issue? For example, if I'm looking at a wiring loom for a vehicle and I see that there's only one true ground to chassis and there might need to be additional grounds at things like the head unit, things like the dash, anything like that, those kind of things stand out as far as, okay, this is a possible failure point. And that's kind of what I'll mark when I'm doing my analysis of a vehicle. You know, it's one of those things I'll keep in mind as far as if there was any type of injury, any type of fire, anything that was related to this particular area, this could be a cause. And then as far as a mechanical standpoint, again, being in the racing industry, I've been lucky enough, I've been guided well enough, so to say, that I have had my hands on pretty much every type of safety system out there, whether it's ABS, ESC, traction control, any of the modern day awareness and alert sensors that you have, especially on cars like Subaru, are probably one of the foremost, one of the leaders for that type of technology. Being able to see that hands-on and have a part of developing it gives me good knowledge as far as, okay, kind of like what we were saying earlier, the limitations. Is this real? Is this something that in a realistic scenario that, for example, traction control or electronic stability control could have actually helped with? And is this something that's way far-fetched? And yeah, in theory, it could have helped, but in reality, it was way beyond its limits and it would have never done anything. That's where I feel I can bring my experience to the racing industry to my clients. And that's where I also try and, again, pivot my knowledge. I'm always reaching out to try and find new information and try and constantly update my task book, so to say, and just try and stay up to date on new modern safety systems.
A lot of the services that you offer are, you know, pretty extensive, from the expert witness representation, some of what we're talking about today, to the actual accident investigation, 3D accident reconstruction, automotive R&D, automotive consulting, and more. There's a lot. Let's talk about some of the services that you offer as a company, Jason.
Yeah, so one of the things that I pride myself on, especially with my Cotra Consultations company, is it's I feel everything kind of feeds into each other. The expert witness and automotive investigation obviously kind of go hand in hand, but as well as the automotive R&D side of things. Again, bringing back the safety features, you know, literally yesterday I just got back from a client's business down in Southern California, and I spent 4 days there helping develop traction control systems, helping develop ABS, anti-lock braking systems, and helping develop just a new type of tire that they're working on for general road use. Stuff like that, I feel it ties in to each other as far as being up to date on modern safety systems, being able to have a direct line, so to say, as far as seeing where we are in the evolution of a safety system, whether it's, you know, we're just starting out with something brand new that's face value trying to work but still needs help, or if it's something that's been tried and true, attempted by many, many different people, many different manufacturers, and we're just refining the limitations of it. That's where I feel everything kind of feeds into each other, and the knowledge that I gain from one area helps me in the next, and so on and so forth.
That's really terrific. I want to let folks know that there are ways that they can connect with you. One is by going to the website, www.code, and then the number 3, and then consultations.com. Code3consultations.com. And this is really exciting because, again, a lot of people, it can be very emotional. You know, there's financial investment that's made and losses that can happen. As you know, a vehicle accident can be a devastating experience. People may suffer from injuries, emotional distress, financial losses. So you're very cognizant of all of that when you're working with your clients, right? The human side to all of this work.
Correct, exactly. I know there's a lot that goes on, especially personally being involved in many of these type of incidents. It's hard. It takes a toll on me as an individual, obviously as the client. They got a lot going on, but I won't lie. Looking at some of these photos, gathering this evidence, it definitely is something that sticks with you. And at the end of the day, I feel it makes me better at my job, being able to have this kind of experience and having this knowledge base to use, so to say. At the same time, like you said, I try and remember that everybody's human, including myself. We all have struggles. It's obviously a hard time. Whenever I get called in, I know that there's a lot going on. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of potential loss. It's one thing I always try and keep in mind, and something I'm always trying to remind myself of, as far as, you know, these people went through a traumatic experience, and whatever I can do to help either prevent more trauma or make a situation better, that's always my number one goal, and that's really what I pride myself on doing.
It's great work you're doing, Jason, and we're just getting started with our series here for our listeners listening all around the world. Coming up next week, we're going to talk about the incomparable experience and the mechanical and technical skills that Jason brings to bear. Jason, thanks for joining us on the show. Good to hear you once again. Glad everything is going so well, and looking forward to continuing to share your good story and your good work with our audience here on Close Up Radio in the coming weeks.
Yeah, thank you for your time, and I'm looking forward to next week.
Absolutely, so am I. Say hello to everybody for us. And again, it was really a terrific television experience that we had with Jason and his team in California. If you'd like to connect and learn more about his extraordinary work and the company, again, code and then the number 3, consultations.com. We thank Jason Uribe for joining us here on the show, live and direct from not too shabby a place, Napa Valley, California. Very nice. And this is your host, Jim Masters. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time. And I invite you to stay right there. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another incredible guest here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.